Hello and welcome back once again to A Place to Grow. Every weekday, Pastor Stephen R. Hill of Spirit Life Church in Hurst, Texas has a life-changing message that will help you to determine God's destiny for your life. This program will help you to identify and use the gifts that God has given you. God has a wonderful plan for your life. Now here's Pastor Steve.
Let me begin by asking a question. Who is controlling the steering wheel of your life? I ask that question because God has a specific purpose for you. Each of you have been called by God. But only the Holy Spirit can get you to your destination. In 2 Timothy chapter 1 and 9, it says, God saved us. He called us with a holy calling, not according to our works or our desires, but according to his own purpose and grace, which was given to us in Christ Jesus before time began. Every one of us have a call on our life, and it is a spiritual call assigned by God. Yet so many people hold tightly onto the steering wheel of their life, even though they don't know the future. Do you know God is the only one who knows the future? And he has really planned your life based upon everything he has seen before you were born to the time of your departure from this life. Every detail has been planned by God to give you a good life. Success, happiness, hope. He wants to take that steering wheel of your life and get you down the proper path in life. Many people are headed in the wrong direction, taking wrong turns, missing the exit signs. Frankly, many are lost, driving in circles. And it's because they don't realize that they need spiritual guidance. And this is where so many people make a mistake. They think about their body and their emotions and their own personal desires, and they ignore the spiritual part of their lives, which is really the greatest part, because we're all going to live forever. No one really dies. Oh, your body will die and return to the ground, but your spirit will live on. No one really dies. We all go into eternity. See, the Bible says that we are a triune being, spirit, soul, and body. In 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 and 23, it says, may the God of peace make you holy in every way. To get to heaven, you have to be holy. And may your whole spirit, soul, and body be kept blameless until our Lord Jesus Christ returns. It's time for us to stop trying to figure out life on our own. We need God. We need the Holy Spirit to direct us. And no matter how smart we really think we are, we're not, because nobody knows the future but God. In fact, in Proverbs chapter 16 and 25, it says, there is a path before each person that seems right, but it ends in death. See, your direction without Christ leads to eternal death. That's that spiritual part of your life that I'm talking about. God chose your purpose in life. He sent the Holy Spirit to empower you, to guide you, and to protect your destiny. In fact, you were all created to do much more than you can imagine. In Ephesians chapter 3 and 20, it says, God is able to do exceedingly abundant above all that we ask or think, according to the power that works in us. That power working in us is our cooperation with the Holy Spirit. He wants to drive your purpose. after we accept Jesus Christ as Savior, God made our relationship with the Holy Spirit the most important relationship we need in life to succeed. In 2 Corinthians chapter 13 and 14, it says, may the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship or the partnership of the Holy Spirit be with you all. And I want to share this with you because this is a very important thing to note, that your knowledge of the Holy Spirit and your ability to follow him is the key to fulfilling your God-ordained destiny. We all have a God-ordained destiny. But guess what? He's given us all a choice. We can decide to go his way or we can go our way. Destiny, one definition, is that which determines events by supernatural guidance and empowerment. How many of you want God, who knows the future, to guide your life instead of yourself? Because most of you do not know the future. In fact, none of you really do. God the Father and Jesus the Son, they sent the Holy Spirit to guide you throughout your entire life. The Bible says in Romans chapter 8 and 14, those who are led by the Holy Spirit of God, they are truly children of God. And then Jesus made this promise. He said, and if you allow him to lead you, he'll always be with you. If you obey the Holy Spirit, he'll always be by your side. He'll never leave you. In John 14 and 16, Jesus said, I will ask the Father, and he will give you another comforter, the Holy Spirit, that he may abide with you forever. Now, this may be strange talk to some of you who may have never heard about the Holy Spirit in a church service, because many churches hardly mention the Holy Spirit. I was in the guest room about a week or so ago, and one of our guests, she said, I knew God was in this place when you mentioned the name of the Holy Spirit. She said, because most churches I visit, they never even mention the Holy Spirit. Christian churches today have chosen to preach a watered down message of the gospel. Most sermons do not even talk about the person of the Holy Spirit and his role in our lives and confirming the truth of the gospel. Let me read to you what one survey said. It said, a significant minority of churches actively preach about the Holy Spirit, with data showing that only about 37% of pastors in the U.S. hold a fully biblical worldview, which would include a strong emphasis on the Holy Spirit. And then it says some 62% of self-identified born-again Christians contend that the Holy Spirit is not a real living being. He is merely a symbol of God's power, presence, and purity. The only thing I have to say about that is the devil is a liar. The Holy Spirit is God. He's not a power or an influence. He is equal to God the Father and Christ the Son. He is the third person of the Trinity. Wake up. He is divine. He's worthy of our worship. He's worthy of our love. He's worthy of our obedience. Jesus commanded us to baptize new believers in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. He is not a stepchild. He is God. And he possesses all of the divine attributes of God and Christ. He's eternal. He had no beginning. He has no end. He's omnipresent. The Holy Spirit is everywhere present. He is omniscient. The Holy Spirit possesses all knowledge and all wisdom. He is omnipotent. He is all powerful. Even in creation, we see he was there when God said, let there be light. The Spirit of God made the light. He made everything that God spoke. Many question, what work does the Holy Spirit do in the life of a Christian? Well, let me just name a few. Number one, he transforms us into the image of Christ. That is one of God's chief desires for our lives, for his children. And that is that we become in the image of his son. So what does he do? The Holy Spirit convicts. This is found in John 16 and 8. You read the scriptures. I'm just going to give you the references. The Holy Spirit regenerates. That's a theological term. It means he causes the spiritual rebirth. Jesus said you must be born again of the Spirit and of the Word. The Holy Spirit indwells believers. That's John 14 and 17. And the Holy Spirit sanctifies us. He separates us from worldly behavior. He changes our moral and spiritual character by importing a desire to please God. And then he gives us the power to overcome the flesh. Can we pause and give the Holy Spirit some praise right now? We certainly do need him. Now listen to this verse about the power of the Holy Spirit in helping us to resist our desires that are totally against what God says. Romans 8 and 13. For if you live according to your sinful desires, you will die. But if by the Holy Spirit you put to death, you render, that is, your desires as dead, the Bible says, you'll live. How do we do that? How? When we're being tempted, how do we say, no, I'm not going to do that? It's by the power of the Holy Spirit. You can't will that to happen. You can't just say, I won't do it. 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 That doesn't work. You have to say, Holy Spirit, help me not to do it. And then you have to say, I won't do it with the help of the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit also develops the character of Christ in us. That's referred to as the fruit of the Spirit. In Galatians chapter 5 and 22, it tells us the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. Against such there is no law. When the Bible talks about the fruit, in the Greek, it actually means character. And the Holy Spirit teaches us. In John 14 and 26, Jesus said, he will teach you all things. In 1 John 2 and 27, it says, for the Spirit teaches you all things, and what he teaches is true. It is not a lie. And folks, it doesn't matter if you do it in the dark or the light. He knows everything you do. He knows everything about you. He knows your thoughts. He knows your actions. He knows your plans. He knows your motives. He knows your past, and he knows your future. And so he is equipped to tell you how to live your best life and how to prepare for tomorrow.
Thank you for joining us today for A Place to Grow. Now, Pastor Steve would like to invite you to a very special event.
This is Pastor Steve, and I want to invite you to our week of consecration and prophetic ministry, January 22nd through the 24th at 7:30 p.m. The theme of our consecration is operating in supernatural faith, favor, and success. God wants to equip you with victory regardless of the opposition you face. I will be teaching from the Word of God to show you how. I will be sharing every night scriptural insights for breakthrough success. These services will be absolutely life-changing. God desires to prepare you this year to reach your divine potential. Invite family and friends. This is a spiritual opportunity you don't want to miss. I look forward to praying for you. Now let's get back into today's message.
Now, the Apostle Paul said that being filled with the Holy Spirit is something that all Christians can have throughout all time. In Acts chapter 2 and 38, it says, "Then Peter said to them, 'Repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, for the forgiveness of your sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Spirit, for the promise is to you and to your children and to all, as many are as afar off, as many as the Lord God shall call.'" And the initial evidence of being baptized with the Holy Spirit is speaking in another language. In fact, throughout the New Testament, speaking in tongues or another language accompanied every time a person was baptized with the Holy Spirit. In Acts chapter 10 and 44, it happens with Cornelius's family. The Bible says, "As Peter yet spoke to them, the Holy Spirit fell upon them all because they heard them speaking with tongues, even as the Jewish brothers had spoken in tongues." Now, let me say this to you. Being born again does not automatically give you the baptism of power in the Holy Spirit and to operate in spiritual gifts. You know, the Bible tells us that 20 years after the day of Pentecost, the Apostle Paul was meeting with some Gentile Christians, and he asked them a question. He said, "Did you receive the Holy Spirit when you believed in Christ?" And they said, "We don't even know what you mean. We've never even heard of the Holy Spirit." A lot of people, believe it or not, today would say that, "I don't even know what you're talking about." I'm going to say it again. It's possible to be born again, that is, to know Jesus as personal Savior and Lord, and not be Spirit baptized. That's why we all need to be Spirit baptized. The Bible says as soon as they heard this, they were baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus. And then Paul laid his hands upon them and the Holy Spirit came upon them and they spoke in other languages and prophesied. Now, I began telling you that the Holy Spirit was sent to drive and to direct your divine purpose and potential in life. You see, God has given us the baptism in the Holy Spirit to be effective witnesses for Christ through the power of God. People need to see more than just hear your words. They need to see God in action. They need to see God do something. Folks, it's time for the church to operate through the power of the Holy Spirit. It is not the person, it's the Holy Spirit in the person doing the work. Speaking the word, healing the sick, raising the dead, whatever. The Holy Spirit, he's the one who's doing the work. The Apostle Paul said in 1 Corinthians 2 and 4, he said, "My teaching and my preaching were not with words of human wisdom or persuasive things for people to hear, but the proof of the power that the Holy Spirit gives." He says, "This was so that your faith would be in God's power and not in the wisdom of men." Now, a part of our divine purpose is warning people that judgment is approaching in their lives without Jesus Christ. Everyone needs Jesus Christ as personal Savior and the Lord. He is the only one who can save us. He is the Son of God. He specifically came down into the world to die in our place. God told Adam at the very beginning of time, he told him, "The day you eat of this fruit, you will surely die." Jesus Christ came and he paid the price for Adam's disobedience. He died instead. He's the only Savior of the world. He's the only one who could do it because he wasn't sinful. And not only did he die for us, he rose from the dead to show us mission accomplished. Yeah, give God a hand of praise for that. But I want to go back to this. We have to tell people. We've got to warn people. that at some point in time, God is going to judge their lives because of their accepting Jesus as Savior or rejecting him. Listen to what God said in Ezekiel chapter 3 and 18. He says, when I say to the wicked, that's those who don't know about God, can't care about God. When I say to the wicked, you will surely die, you must warn them so that they can live. If you don't speak out to warn them to stop their wicked ways and turn to me, they will die in their sins. Now listen to what he says next. But I'll hold you responsible for their death. What? Why? Because you didn't tell them. You didn't warn them. They didn't know, in other words. Verse 19, God says, if you warn the wicked and they do not turn from their wicked ways, they will die because of their sin, but you have saved your own life. In other words, God says, just tell them it's not your responsibility if they accept Christ or not. Your responsibility is to warn them. So every single one of us have a responsibility to warn. So many people want to talk about Jesus. Oh, he's so loving. He's so kind. For God so loved the world, which he does. But the rest of that is so that you won't perish, you accept Christ. It's not just that God, he loves you. He loves you. He's taking you to heaven. Oh, no. It's so you won't perish. It's so you won't die eternally in hell in the lake of fire. That God so loved the world that he sent his son Jesus. That's the real message. And it's a warning. God says, if you don't warn them that they will die, they will die. Our family members, our friends, our neighbors, the people that God has sovereignly connected us with who don't know Jesus Christ, all must be warned by us. Whatever they choose is on them, but we must warn them or their blood will be on our hands. People say, well, I'm too shy to do that. The Holy Spirit will give you the courage. He'll give you the strength. He'll empower you. Just let him drive your purpose. Give him the steering wheel of your life and say, Holy Spirit, direct me, show me, guide me in everything that I've been chosen to do. He'll take the wheel and you will go places and do things and accomplish greatness that you never thought you had inside of you. It'll be because you will have a partner with you in that front seat of your life, driving and taking the wheel, the Holy Spirit. He came to make you more than what you are. He came to take you to supernatural heights that you can't get to by yourself. The greatness that God wants to give you is because you're his son, you're his child, you're his daughter. God has brought the Holy Spirit to make you the person you were created to be.
Thank you for joining us today for A Place to Grow. We're so grateful for your continued support and listenership. If you've been blessed by our ministry, we humbly ask that you consider helping us keep this daily broadcast on the air by making a donation. Your contribution will make all the difference. To give, simply visit our website at aplacetogrow.org. Every gift helps us continue spreading the message of hope and encouragement. May God richly bless you, and we look forward to being with you again tomorrow. The title of today's message is Holy Spirit-Driven Purpose. Now, Pastor Steve would like to pray with you.
Heavenly Father, thank you for a brand new year, for a brand new start. You have been so good to us. Help us to release the regrets of the past. Help us to let go of the baggage from the past. You said in your word, remember not the former things. Don't consider the things in the past, because you're doing something new. Even now, you've already begun. Father, I pray for all of our listeners right now that may have regrets from the past and it's difficult to let them go. Right now, in the name of Jesus, I encourage you to say, Lord, I am forgetting the past
and I'm walking into my future. Father, help them to do it, and I bless them that this will be the best year that they've ever had. In Jesus' name, amen.
Well, we hope you were touched by today's message. We are honored to have you with us and look forward to seeing you at our Spirit-filled worship service every Sunday morning at 10 a.m. At Spirit Life Church, we strive to create a welcoming and safe space for everyone to experience God's presence. Stay connected with us throughout the week by visiting our Spirit Life Church International YouTube channel and Facebook page, where you'll find uplifting messages and lots more. Spirit Life Church is located at 1860 Precinct Line Road in Hearst, Texas. For more details, head to our website at aplacetogrow.org. And don't forget to join us every weekday at 4 p.m. and on Sunday afternoons at 2:30 right here on Bible School Radio, 91.3 KDKR.